We have gone through the journey related to the escape of the Egyptians from the Exodus in chronological order since last week. But it has begun to study the history of arriving at Mount Sinai for almost 45 to 50 days after the start of the Exodus. So God has led the Israelites who were saved from the death in Egypt not to the Canaan, the promised land, but to the Mount Sinai, which is located opposite direction. So why did God do that? If you look at the chapter 19, verse 4, God makes the Israelites know the exact identity that make a covenant with them to live as a people of God. The sins of salvation, even for most of the Christians, came across the Red Sea to the church like today's Mount Sinai, but still did not know the meaning of the salvation and identity and a calling as a Christian. So even in the church, we can still see that we are not getting out of the life of the worshipping the greed of the world. Therefore, it is indeed important to know the meaning of the Sinai covenant after the Red Sea and beyond. The journey of the Exodus seemed to show the journey of the faith that people are saved from the way to hell and live as God's people. If we look at the significance of the Passover, the crossing of the Red Sea, the journey of the Sinai, the wandering of the wilderness, the conquest of the Canaan, the life of the mission commencing in Canaan. Since then, we can see the journey of faith from the salvation to the time stand before God. So we can get wisdom how to work the process of the faith to heaven. So after crossing the Red Sea, God leads Israel to the Mount Sinai and made a covenant with them. Then through the proclaiming of the statute and ordinance that begin with the Ten Commandments, we can see the right meaning of the salvation. The timing of God's covenant of Mount Sinai and the giving of the statute and ordinance was made after the deliverance from Egypt. God did not give us the law as a condition of salvation, but as a guide to live a God-owned people, a priest of God, and a holy nation. So this is why the salvation is not the result of the act, but the result of the grace. So as a result of that grace, it is the Sinai covenant that allow us to know who God is and invite us to the place of His people. So God, through the Sinai covenant, help us to identify who God is and who I am. That's why He invite Israelites and led them to the Mount Sinai before He guide them into the promised land, Canaan. This is how God works. He let us know true identification of as a saved people. So, when we are sent to Canaan in the land of our mission, we must know who we are and who will be able to lead the right life. So, living a religious life without knowing your identity is not what God wants you to lead. So, if you do not know the calling of God and you do not know your identity, I wonder if such a church life is a faith life or is it religious life or religious practice. So before we seeking what we want, what we need, so we need to understand who we are from the who God is. So it is prior to have a clear understand who we are before we seeking something what we need, what we want. This is the right step to get into the faithful journey. So we can clearly see from the scripture of Isaiah what God wants us to do. It said, "Do you think I want all these sacrifices you keep offering to me? I have had more than enough of the sheep you burn as sacrifices and of the fat of your fine animals." God says, "I'm tired of the blood of bulls and sheep and goats. Who asked you to bring me all this when you come to worship me? Who asked you to do all this tramping around in my temple?" In verse 13, he said, "It's useless to bring your offering. I'm disgusted with the smells of incense you burn. I cannot stand your new moon festival, your Sabbath, your religious gathering. They are all corrupted by your sin." So by the prophet Isaiah, God tells how he regards their offering. Does it remind you any? This is what we get used to. Fasting, service, worship, offering. The service and offering should be the as a result of, well, as a fruit of the Christian life, after they knowing actual heart of the God. But what Israelity been doing in the book of the Isaiah, they are just repeating the religious practice without their heart. That's why God is clearly saying how he is regarded. So this is you need to understand true purpose of the salvation, true purpose of the calling from the God. Probably here many of you like me is from the belief of mom already became Christian. Or since you're youth, you came to the church. Or by the family member, or by the friends, you are here to serve God. No matter what reason you came to the church, like Israelite followed the Moses, or follow their family, follow their neighbor, it is a blessing you are here as a worshiper, in a worship. You go out to the wall and you ask a family member, you ask a friend, you ask a public, "Let's go to church. Do they follow you?" No, never. So it is a true blessing you are here by any reason. So I want you to appreciate you are here now as a worshiper. If you are here already, then what you need to know is why you are here, why God called you for. So what is important, by all means we need to know who God is as well as who I am, the true identity, what my God is talking about. So when we hear the call and the reason for the invitation from the God, we should determine to live in the faith in God. You came to church for some reason. If you have not heard the call of God, the church may not be doing what we are supposed to do. After the calling of God, if you have not been born again to renew and know the truth of God, it is like people, those who cross the Red Sea but cannot go to the land of mission and wandering in the desert. People not only wandering in the wall, people also wandering in the church, which is today's Mountain Sinai, the place of the covenant and place of the promise. So you have to reply with saying amen when you call for the kingdom of God. And when you're invited to the Sinai covenant, from the chapter 19 and verse 5, God said, "Now, if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own people. The whole earth is mine, but you will be my chosen people." God created the whole universe and the man. What other proof of God is needed besides this? He created me and made me, and created you and made you. If He created this world and made you to be here, of course, we need to listen to the voice of the Creator who created us. Then we can know who we are. So listen to me well. If you keep my covenant, that's what God speaks. He who created me knows me better than I do, so that He let us know what to live and for how to live. Then all the world belongs to God, but unlike those who claim to be their own life, God make you His child and accompany to you, make you a God-possessed person. And continue. In chapter 19, verse 6, "A people dedicated to me alone, and you will serve me as priest." God make us to know what I am, who I am. And specific identities are being revealed. So when we know who God is and want to live according to the purpose of God's creation, God told us that such a people are God's possessed people. In verse 5, in addition, God shares our identity related to the purpose of life in this land. That is to be a kingdom of priests who tells all the world that God is alive. Being a holy people, a saint, Christian, people of God, in a corrupted world. Apostle Peter also said in First Peter chapter 2 verse 9, "You are the chosen race, the kingdom priest, the holy nation, God's own people, chosen to proclaim the wonderful act of God, who called you out of darkness into His own marvelous light." It clearly said who we are, the identity of the Christian. If today the Christians are clear and rightly aware of this call, no matter what they do in any place, any environment or situation, we will be able to live with true light and thought as a holy saint. So all we Christians are witness to God's living. No matter where and how we live, people living together, through us, people see that Jesus is alive and become a witness of Christ to come along the way. What is the role of the priest? Rather than conducting the organizing religious event, it is the role of witness God's existence and communicating the will of God. The world is forgetting that God is alive and turning their back. So we are who shows the God's heart so that people can hear God is alive and return to Him again. What power do we have to save the dead, save the country, and give a life? It is all God's work. He can work through those who have God's priestly heart. We are to be a channel of such faith. So how then today we will carry the mission of such a priest in particular? It's not very complicated. Through the church, through the sermon, as we heard God's word, the place of each life given now in business, in workplace, school, home, living according to God's will, share about God, without being shaken by people, by circumstances and the situation, under the condition of the covenant, we live faithfully, walk a step at a time in every day. It is living the fragrant life of Christ. So we don't need to seek such a life far away somewhere else. But where each of you are sent to, practice sincerely in your surrounding, given situation, your family, your workplace, your school, and among your friends. Even if you do not see any evidence in your eyes, you will live according to God's word and according to His will. Because you met Him, so you believe in Him and knew who you are, and living with the identity of the God's people, that God will not leave you for eternity, but will be with you. So it doesn't really matter that if you can't see any sign and wonders anymore. In the 6,000 history of the mankind, God didn't perform miracle for over 4,000, 5,000 years. Now, when we see the condition of the covenant God offers at Mount Sinai, God makes a plan and make it clear who He is. It also allows us to know what human beings are. We can see that God created the earth and made us realize the dream of God that He wants us to accomplish. So God shows you the true heart of Him by saving you from the land of death and calling you to the church, which is today's Mount Sinai. When you hear this call of God, you believe in God and know the identity as God's kingdom people. You should be interested in His word and how you can live the life of God's people. The Israelites who were offered the promise at the time, they did not consider this call of God to be bondage. And all the people answered in union and promised, "I will do everything that the Lord asks us to do," in verse 8. The people of Israel decide to rejoice in the covenant of God and to stand in joyful promise, even though they often forgot the sincerity of God and struggle hard later. At least when God spoke His dream about Israel, all the people happily accepted the law and decree of God with a volunteer heart. If you know someone's heart and start to really love, and of course you accept each other's bondage with joy. When a man and woman love each other, they will care for each other with a superhuman strength and live happily according to each other's will. This kind of relationship is similar to between people and a God. So that's the relationship God really wants us to have with Him. So if you love God and we should be interested in what God wants us to live for, why He called us, why He delivered us. We should be interested in God's will, the Sinai Covenant, Leviticus, the Ten Commandments, the laws and ordinances. God created a world in which the heart of God is connected to the earth. It is about the dream of God's creation that people can live a happy life like a heaven. So as I have already said about the purpose of the law, before you try to find it in the New Testament, the reason of the law were given, and you need to know the meaning of the whore in the Old Testament. Then you will understand exactly why writers say about the law in the New Testament and why Jesus is a fulfillment of the law. So we'll see later, but among the contents of the Sinai Covenant are the statutes that remind us of the sacrifice of Jesus Passover by lamb and There was a sacrificial ritual that made a Passover lamb witness to Jesus, who came in fact and did not forget the sincerity of God. So eventually Jesus comes to this land and completes it, so that a full promise is made. So when the covenant of the Sinai was presented as a model to remind the promise of God, the law came to be fulfilled because Jesus came to this earth in reality. So you do not have to repeat the sacrificial ritual anymore. So when we read the Sinai covenant and live on God's will, we need to discern the law that are already fulfilled and which do not need to be repeated anymore. And the value to live as the people of God, God's nation, that will last forever until the law comes again to the earth. No matter what era you live in, you must live a life that God's covenant becomes the standard of all your life. So the law and the ordinance are not for God, but for the happy life of a man. Actually, because there are laws and regulations, there are obligations to keep. It is true that it is actually uncomfortable. While Almighty God is willing to make and fulfill the promise with man and carry eternal responsibility, the promise can be uncomfortable and troublesome on the part of God. But it is like a useful and safe hedge that God promises blessing life and peace and allowing all us to live prosperously when viewed from the side of the man. So the covenant and ordinance are given for our happy life because of God loves us. The law is discomfort to God but benefit to man. God is now loving people and willing to bear the bond of covenant to himself until he is so uncomfortable with men. This promise of Sinai, the promise of Leviticus, is the extreme of the personal relationship in which God shows the best love for man. So I hope that you will be able to fully grasp the meaning of the invitation first called Mount Sinai and realize it fully. If you have never heard of God's call and invitation as you come to the church until now, through today's opportunity to hear, I want you to be able to look deeply into what you have been called for. As the Israelites crossed the Red Sea and came to the mountain Sinai, you too have come in the place where you are to hear God's word for whatever reason. Well, before you get used to religious practice and culture, you need to clearly understand what is faith, what is the faith about, and who God is, and what God calls me for. Listening to God's voice and being called is not a miraculous mystery experience. Through God's works and this genuine Bible, God makes those who hear the word clearly hear and understand. Before you decide believing and not believing, it is prior to understand to realize God is calling an invitation into this covenant. So after listen and understand, then it is your choice to believe his calling or not. So God is inviting people to the way of faith through the word. He makes them his children. So in your Christian life, you may experience supernatural power, but more important thing is clear understand what is the purpose of the creation and the promise of God and covenant of God. So our faith is a matter of relationship rather than the blessing. It is only appearance of corrupt and depraved human being who wants to use blessing to bring people to their religion as a bait. Like when you're fishing. So when you want to have an intimate relationship with someone, if the condition of the intimate relationship is to exchange money and to give and take, how do you personally have an intimate relationship? It's probably just a business relationship. Want to use others for your own purpose. It is no different from the scam. It is not right to have certain conditions to maintain the relationship with person. It is to say that any intentional intervention to become intimate in a relationship with a person is no longer a right relationship. So God now calls His people with such a perfect personal relationship. He's not asking us to pay in return for creating, protecting, and taking responsibility on us. So do not misunderstand God. He leads us to faithful relationship as a whole personal person. So when they come to a place where they meet God to sacrifice in advance, to wash clothes and prepare them, this means that He prevents Himself thought, people thought from falling into the place other than God. Chapter 19, verse 10 to 11 and 14 to 15. So God has commanded as above, but Moses added one more thing, saying that man should not come near a woman. In chapter 19, verse 15, it is to make sure that all men to focus on God, not in greed and pleasure of man. The desire for pleasure is idolatry itself. So it is the attitude of the worshipper and the basic attitude of the Christian to be able to abstain from indulgence and ponder God before coming to God. So the same time on Saturday before worship on Sunday, we should have the same manner. Having a party until late night and watching movie until late night, enjoying what you want. I think that is interferes with Sunday worship. So how did you live last 6 days before you come to worship God today? Holy life is important. Holy Sunday should be prepared from the Holy Week. You should have a Holy Saturday for the Holy Sunday. This is a preparation for the encountering God on Sunday worship. So because God is not an idol, He personally and explicitly gives the guide of the meeting. So when those promises and guides are not kept, it reminds you that you may die. In verse 12 and verse 24, the relationship is broken. Based on these words, you should consider seriously about believing in God. I think it is very important that we have the habit of meeting God and preparing life according to the Word to correctly discern God's will. The Bible instruction is always in detail and clear. Here in the Mount Sinai covenant, reason the people should not come close to God, not that there is any special problem. I think it is because there is a problem in the way people think and treat God. Because the knowledge of the Egyptian idol that they lived for over 400 years in Egypt was all superstitious. It was a way of adapting God to human being, changing the form of idol according to their convenience and doing them according to their desire. So if God does not fit their situation and the environment, they fix it in order to adapt and change their own interests, then served God. So there are so many gods all over the world, the idols all over the world, because the people want to create the God. If you go to the China, Japan, there's so many thousands of gods, the idols. Why? This is because those gods is created by the human. People made a god and they are controlled by such a fake god. That is a sinful human. You probably misunderstand why God did so many requests and demand when Israelites come to meet God, wash their clothes and not having the woman and preparations in details. Why God gives such details and so many conditions to come before Him? Because the Israelites been living in such a country and they regard God like all other Egyptians believe idol. Because God created us. So it is essential to understand ourselves and to make us according to God's will. Man does not make God, but God makes man. That's why God speaks to a person with a personality that resembles Him. If you do not promise and keep it together, the relationship is broken and collapsing. God makes this fact known. It's like the doctor knows about people when they do surgery on man's body. Because the doctor do... When doctor on operation, they precisely he operates and conduct this operation in the theater room because it's related to the life. In same manner, God treats us in detail, give a very precise order because it's directly related to our life. Or death. So giving this detailed order not to design to make people bothered is to relate to the people life or death. So you should not complain that the meeting with God is so complicated and so much request and demand, because it's all about your life and your happiness. When we have a consulting with a doctor, sometimes doctor require lots of the restriction on the food we consume, but because it's related to our healthy, so in same manner God is requesting in detail and restriction because it's related to our life and happiness. So in our life, we know many people with lump sum understanding, but it doesn't help to improve a relationship at all. And it causes lots of misunderstanding in between because we roughly understand each other. Because we don't listen to carefully each other. When other people saying clearly and precisely, you just listen lawfully and having a relationship, and it's this kind of relationship can't last long. Because it will be eventually deteriorated and broken up. So relationship between God and man is the same. So without knowing the, what's the covenant, what's the promise, and just we roughly understand and roughly listen, and we just think, oh, we know something. We know what is the promises. Those kind of faithful life is not what God wants us to have. So you, brother and sister, do not forget the place where you are and the reason why you are saved. This is where God first invited you. And do not forget to stand on the church, the place of covenant like Mount Sinai. So it is not something other than these people who God has saved them. Know first what this core of personal covenant relationship is for. Then reply to God's call and make a right decision. So people cleanse themselves to meet God, wait for 3 days and meet God's presence. This story is a link to the chapter 24. So chapter 24 verse 9 said, Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of leaders of Israel went up to the mountain. And they saw the God of Israel. Beneath his feet was that looks like a pavement of sapphire as blue as the sky. God did not harm these leading men of Israel. They saw God. And then they ate and drank together. Many people misunderstand God. They think God manipulates people by saying, come and go away and do it like this, do it like that. So like some pastors say, the Holy Spirit cannot be given and treated by them as if he is a baseball being thrown here and there. It is an instinctive thought of the human why God is clearly saying through the Sinai covenant, when we come to God, a prepared heart, a more godly and holy heart to come before God. Remembering the word God, word of God has commanded us, we must come according to the word. If you act by your own way, eventually the relationship is broken. While worshiping and praying, you may fall into the worst situation of your own, like Israel, whom God rebuked in Isaiah chapter 1. So when you come to God, you have to come with a prepared heart and try to know the word in detail and live accordingly. God wants to work with you forever with these people he has created. There is one way. We shouldn't modify the God as we want. We should meet God as he revealed to us and follow the will of God. So God who made me knows how I must exist and how I have my happy life. Do not forget the reason and purpose of the covenant of this relationship that God invited people but saved here on Mount Sinai. I pray for you to be the people who live the life, people of God's nation, by responding to the call and moving forward. We'll continue in the following week.